It's great to see, you know, starting off with last night. It was a great event, you know, the whole day, how it was set up. So many people made it possible. Shad, you know, I know, just talking to him, very pleased with how it went. Mark Lamping, Hussein Naki, our PR department. I mean, incredible. No, there was many people that went into that. And just a great event, so we're really pleased with that. But I have a genuine appreciation for their work. Now, back to football, it was great to get the pads on. I know our players were fired up about it, even though it's just shoulder pads. I think it just teaches pad level. Even in a 9-on-7 drill, you saw at times where our pad level was high on the defensive side. But on the other side of the offense, they really came off the ball well. I thought they really established themselves. And that part was good to see. Went back and forth. Thought the offense, nice job in 9-on-7. Then we had a third down period where we kept track. Defense came back and won the period like 6-1 or 7-1. So it's good. And plays made on both sides. We talked about, you know, the difference between a million-dollar move and a 10-cent finish. You know, we're looking for guys that can finish. We want that million-dollar move, million-dollar finish. And we're starting to see it take place on the field. You know, interceptions, Geno, Will Blackman, plays by the receivers. It's starting to, you know, I think they're starting to understand that. So we're excited about that. As far as tomorrow night, I know our guys are looking forward to it. We've been preaching to our guys, and they've been embracing it about the opportunity to connect with the following. And, you know, we're going down to St. John's County tomorrow, and our guys are excited about that. It's almost like Monday Night Football, right? Monday Night Football and this early in training camp, so that part will be good.
As far as go on, do you expect motions to get heated every now and then the first time?
Yeah, I heard. I came down here to watch the pass rush. I heard it got a little heated, so, you know, that's good. I mean, when you love each other, there's going to be some battles, right? I guess is the way to look at it. But, no, that's good. There's intensity. And I think there's certain guys. You saw Zane Beatles got a little fired up and Red got a little fired up. And we've got intensity, and those guys bring even more to it. So, you know, that's good. We don't want to, you know, get anybody hurt, and we don't want to, you know, control it and keep our poise. But, you know, it's a physical game, and there's going to be times where those things occur.
It's one of the biggest positives for you so far that – Lee and Robinson have been able to make it through a few of these. And
yeah, kind of, it's pretty good. You know, even though that right away, you know, I think they're wind and things like that, but you see them getting better through it. So, and again, we're trying to really, you know, keep our vision of how these reps go, you know, and gradually work into it. So, you know, I know they're getting a lot of good work.
Cyprian has come with a lot of praise, obviously, ever since last year. And even Posluszny the other day said he can be an elite. I mean, he's got talent to be an elite player. Why?
Well, I think with Cyprian, you know, I don't know where he's at and where he's going. I know he's getting better. I think the biggest thing for me when I sit back there and look, I just feel really like he's playing with poise. You know, and I think that, you know, sometimes you look back there and you see their head going 100 miles an hour and trying to guess or anticipate what's going to happen. Now it comes to him and he's reacting. And, you know, I think he's cleaning that part up of his game. And when you do that, you see more consistent play, and I believe that's what Puzz is feeling for him.
How Toby looked at the pads on.
Good. He had a nice run. You know, it was a small space in there. We had a gap scheme, a small space, and he stayed true to it and hit it and had good pad level. And, you know, I think that's, you know, it's a good sign.
Yes.
Bernard, you like what you're seeing so far?
Right? Yeah.
Good catch today.
Yeah, great catch. You know, that was the big talk, you know, all last year and stuff. And he came out, and the OTAs did a great job and carrying it through. So he's gaining confidence, you know, I think, through that whole part.
Looked like a third pretty consistent day for Blake.
Yeah, he's been solid, made some good decisions, making good decisions throughout. So, you know, even yesterday, good day yesterday, completion percentage really high, but still some things we can clean up. But, you know, that's going to happen.
Chris Smith. Knocked down passes back-to-back days, and is he starting now?
Yeah, you know, and that's what I said, his height, you know, he's not real tall, but he's got good length, you know, in his arms, and that's what's showing up some. And he had another one where he chased it down. So, yeah, he's developing.
Going back to last night, personally for you, what was that whole experience like?
Well, I think through the whole night, now granted, I didn't see the concert, so I'm sure that was great too, but I thought that the boards I mean, the city of Jacksonville, I talked to numerous people that said, you know, after watching that video, why would you want to live anywhere else after seeing that video? And it created that kind of emotion. And I know for me, just standing there and watching it, and that was my second time seeing it, I think that's what, you know, I felt as well. And so I just thought it was a great night and a great showcase and something that, you know, we always talk about, this city deserves it. Well, I think that they can take a lot of excitement in that.
As we said the other day, the linebackers have got to make more plays this year than they did last year. Do you feel the same way, and you feel any different?
Well, consistency, I think. You know, you saw him make plays, but then there's some breakdowns. And, you know, I think what he's talking about is that consistently high level of play. And, you know, if we can get some continuity, the same guys playing in there, that always helps.
With Toby, he showed like he could bang in there. Does he have the burst to break long ones?
Yeah, I think there was never a question about the ability to bang in there. I think that's his strength. And like I said before, I think his burst is what, you know, we knew he had good speed, but that burst to do some of the things is what we're pleased with. And, you know, he showed it yesterday on tape. We saw him getting on the edge. And so, yeah, we feel like, you know, he's got that burst as well.
Yeah, like, you know, he originally talked about trying to limit his carries, but he might be a guy wind up 20 carries a game.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. You know, Todman had a couple good runs. Yeah, and, yeah. You know, there's some things we're going to, you know, if you can use a lot of guys or a couple guys in there and really utilize their strengths, because the other guys have some strengths too. And if that helps us as a team, then that's what we're going to do.
Hey, Gus, on Chad Henning, you've talked about his stability in that position. Can you speak to that in the first few days of the camp?
Boy, he's been awesome. Awesome. I know his like completion percentage up there in the 70%. He's just really solid, really good mastery, I think is a good word for him. Just feels really comfortable. He's been great for Blake. Ricky Stanzi has been really good for Blake. You know, you just see those guys really working together well, and they're pulling for one another. And I think in tune it comes back, and I think it's elevated Chad's play as well.
Is it where you, I know it's not where you want to be at the end of this, but.
No, I'm really pleased. I'll tell you what, because usually sometimes the first day you expect him to come out with really good effort, and then the second day, and then you say, okay, the third day we're putting pads on, but there hasn't been any drop, you know, and really guys are challenging one. It's been consistently throughout, and I never had to stop and say, all right, let's talk about that. It hasn't even come close to that. So really pleased with it, and I think it provides an atmosphere where we got a chance to really improve that in that race that we've been talking about.
A couple more guys.
Greg Miller, he said he played hurt all last year. How is he looking this year?
Yes, really strong, really strong. I think for us, the reason why we held him out today was because he hasn't had any reps in OTAs and mini camp, and we brought him back, and he looked good, and he was going now. And so we just decided, you know what, let's just, you know, be on the side of cautious. With him, and just make sure that we bring him along slowly with this. But yeah, he's done a nice job, you know, especially against the run.
So this year he could be the guy you thought you signed last year, but the injuries he never really had a chance
I think that's we're seeing that. You know, we think we hold him in high. I know Todd Wash really likes where he's at right now. Really likes. Well, yeah, I think he's doing what we're asking him to do. I think, you know, everybody, and it's, you use the word over and over again, but it's that consistency. And what I like is he's taking chances. The one, the Mercedes on the corner, you know, he's giving the guys a chance to make a play. You know, Allen Robinson said he's giving a guy a chance, and it might be incomplete or, you know, but it happens. But I see him take those chances, and they're calculated chances. And we just want to have him continue with that mindset.